That's me. That's me. That's me. My new tap shoes. Want to hear it again? Want to hear it again?
Oh, listen, one more time. Yeah.
Falafel change. Go. Go for it, Anna. Woo!
Why do I feel like you're redoing a Paula Abdul video?
I can't wait. I signed up for my first ever tap dance class tomorrow night.
I mean,
I'm 40.
What is it about this that has really attracted you to this? Because, you know, I mean, you've done the Zumba thing for a long time. Have you ever taken a dance class? I'm sure you took a dance class before, right?
When I grew up, I did dance. So it's Anna and Raven. I think now for a lot of the dance schools, when the kids are really young, they teach like combo jazz and tap.
Sure.
But when I was little, it wasn't. It was just jazz. So the story behind this is that when I got to college, my sister, who's 10 years younger than me, she took tap dancing classes.
Right.
So I entered the Miss Pace University pageant because I needed to win money for my sorority.
You needed a talent. The sorority put you up for the job. You needed a talent. And Anna had never tap danced before in her life.
But I liked watching my sister do it. And I always wanted to do it. So I borrowed her tap shoes. I had her teach me like two steps. Right? Now, this is like a 20-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Right.
And I did it, and I came in third. And I said to myself that day, I go, I really like tap dancing. I go, one day, I'm going to take tap dancing classes for real.
I mean, if you had concentrated on tap, you could have came in second. You could have came in first. I mean, if you had dedicated your life to jazz and tap, then you would have been ready.
Right.
So now your first class is tomorrow night.
So what happened was is that I turned 40 a couple weeks ago, and on my bucket list of things to do before I turned 40 was I wanted to finally take tap dancing classes. And, you know, COVID came. Everything got shut down.
Right.
It never happened. And I was like, so, like, last week, my girlfriend texted me. She was, Anna, like, my daughter's school, her dance school.
Right.
She's like, is offering an adult tap dance on Wednesday nights. I go, do you want to do it? And she was like, I'll do it if you do it. That's my friends. Like, I'll do it if you do it.
So, I mean, that's really nice of your friends.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're all kind of like me, out of their minds. So this past weekend, we had to go to the dance shoe store.
Yeah.
And I had to buy tap shoes. Now, I walk in.
Is there a big selection of adult tap shoes?
Yeah.
Is there?
The store has a lot of tap shoes.
Okay.
But I walk in, and usually when I walk in, it's like buying dance shoes or leotards or things like that for my daughters, you know?
Right.
And I walk in, I go, hi, yes, I'm looking for tap shoes for me. Mm-hmm. And the woman looks at me, she's like, okay, so now there's a
She thought it was a slip of the lip almost. She didn't even almost believe you at first.
She kind of just looked at me. So she says, okay, please take off your shoes and step on stage. Mm-hmm. There's like a stage in the dance store, and it's all six-year-olds. It's six-year-olds sitting, and people are trying on their
shoes.
So
they were already up there. The place was full.
Yeah.
It was packed. The tap place is busy.
Uh-huh, because this is the time of year when kids are going back to dance class. So I get up on the stage, and I sit next to these two six-year-olds.
In a mini chair. Right.
And my daughter, my older daughter, my 11-year-old, is standing with the moms off where they're allowed to wear shoes.
Right.
And the lady comes, and I'm like, 7 1/2 or 8, I guess. I'll try.
Yeah.
And she gets down and puts the tap shoes on me.
Nice. That's right? So nice of her.
And all the moms are just looking at me, and I got my, I'm like, oh,
did you have tights
gosh.
On?
What?
Did you have tights?
No, I had on just like my regular socks. The first pair she put on me, I don't care how they fit, I was going to buy them because I had to get out of there as soon as I could. But then I was so excited. I got home, and I put on tap shoes for the first time in 20 years, and I'm like, let me just see if I remember.
Let me see what I got.
I still got it. I think I can do this.
So how will the world know? So when the recital comes,
I don't know if there's going to be a recital.
Like, do you push the six-year-olds out of the way?
I don't know.
To get your own stage time? Because, I mean, now I need to know how this whole thing ends.
It's a 10-week class, so I don't know. Tomorrow night,
10 weeks?
Yeah.
It's a real commitment. Did you pay premium bucks for this thing?
I mean, I waited 20 years for it. I waited 20 years. I can't commit 10 weeks of my life.
I think you can, but what was the cost on that? Wow, huh?
It was like $200 to take the class, which
right.
I think is like all right because all I'm still exercising in a way.
Right.
Granted, my tap shoes were 80.
I can't wait for recital day.
My husband is so mad. He says I'm ruining all the floors in the house.
You're wearing them around the house.
I got to practice. I have tap class starting tomorrow night. It's so exciting.
Good luck.
Thank you.